Storytel presents Hunger by Margit Sanemo, Part 32 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Did those who migrated to America in the 19th century actually realize how their move impacted on those they left behind? Did they ever learn of the tragedies that arose after they left? Many migrated out of necessity, because their circumstances forced them to, because there were too many offspring in the family and only one could inherit the miserly soil of the smallholding. The others would have to go into service. Only very few could afford to build their own house. So emigration was their only option. But there were just as many who made the journey out of a sense of adventure. The possibility of finding happiness lured them. The possibility of becoming wealthy, something that the son of a smallholder could only dream of ever becoming. And no one can blame them for embarking on such a journey. But they often gave very little thought to the suffering they inflicted on those whom they left behind. Marit of Svelten was one person who was forced to suffer because of the thoughtlessness of such emigrants. She was the latecomer of a big flock of siblings. A few of her brothers had emigrated. They would write home, describing the country in the West with grand words. The other siblings followed them. All of them, even the heir. For how could the stony, uneven soil in remote Svelten ever be attractive compared with the lure of all the gold that was to be found out there? Their mother had died and their father was old and disgruntled. He objected to their leaving and threatened to take his own life, but his son, the heir, stood his ground. He already had a big family that would feel cramped in that miserable cottage, and he would soon have difficulty supporting it in the old country.
"You still have Marit, father," he said. "She can take care of you in your old age. That way you can go on living here."
Marit was 10 years old then. She was a skinny, timid little girl whose opinion no one was interested in hearing. And she was mortally afraid of her father, as she had good reason to be. "Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me here with him," she would quietly pray. But no one had time to notice the look of despair in her eyes. All they knew was that they could leave with a clear conscience, because their old father wouldn't be left to his own fate. Marit would be there. Perhaps she would have liked to join.